In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we said last time, that the church in its wisdom as a caring mother is arranging the readings of the last few weeks of the Coptic year in a pattern that encourages us to watch over certain things. Last time, it was the parable of the wicked stewards and how they did not handle the vineyard of the owner in a good way. Today, the church arranged for us in the second week of Misra to hear about the calling of Levi, who became later on the famous Saint Matthew. And the Lord, after he invited him, we see what happened. How did he respond? He left all, rose up, and then followed him. So basically, this man, when he is called, he made three actions. He left all, rose up, and followed him. These three steps are basically necessary to experience the new life. Today, while we are approaching an end and we are about to start a new Coptic year, the church is calling us, if you want to experience something new, new life, then you have to look at these three steps and do them. Leave all, rise up, and follow him. Leaving all, not some. If you want to experience the life of God, you have to forsake the old. Sometimes we try to make it something like we combine things. Something from the old, something from the new life. I start coming to the church, but meanwhile I'm still keeping in my house things that are not holy, are against the holiness of God, against the holiness befitting a saint. Leaving all, not some, not few, but everything. This is what Saint Matthew did. He just left everything behind him. If you come and say, there is no way I can leave everything, I have attachment to certain things. Sometimes the people say, I cannot leave the TV. If I cannot just forsake programs on the TV, then I want to experience new life. Whom we are fooling? Ourselves. Leave all, everything from the old life. This is the only way in order for you to be able to do what? To rise up. He was not able to rise up unless he left all behind him. This is what Saint Matthew did. Rising all, he is experiencing the power of resurrection. If you believe that Christ rose from the dead and he is able to do this with you, then you should not call anything impossible. You cannot come and say, there is no way I am trapped into this. There is no way I can come out from it. If you believe that Christ is able to rise the dead, then you should not be weak to the degree that you say, I cannot quit this. He rose up, and when he did this, after he left all behind him, experiencing the power of the resurrection. It's a power. It's not just a story. You find here in the church when you come from outside that we choose to have the picture here, the one in front of all of us to come, is Christ rising from the dead. The cornerstone of our belief. Why? To encourage every one of us every day. I can do everything in Christ who strengthened me. Saint Matthew didn't think twice. He left all, rose up, and then he did what? Followed him. Followed him mean, what does it mean? Christ is the way. What does it mean also? It looks like a good slogan. We bought it maybe on the t-shirts or something. What is the meaning Christ is the way? As he walked, we walk. As he behaved, he lived, we do the same. We cannot just follow, like leave everything and rise up, and then we come short of this step. Following him. After his footsteps, we follow him step by step. If he didn't do this, if he didn't say this word, if he did not behave in such manner, then it's not for me, because I am a disciple, and a disciple follows his master and do exactly what the master is telling him to do. These three steps are necessity in order for us to experience something new in our lives, to experience change. Without these three things, there is no way. We are just deceiving ourselves. We come back to the word, he left all. We find many, many examples in the Bible teaching us what exactly we are supposed to leave behind us. First of all, the old lifestyle. The good example is the prodigal son. When he decided to come back to his father, he did not call his father on his mobile and call him, Dad, would you please come and visit me where I am? I cannot leave the people here. I have a work here. I am taking care of the swines and I'm very busy. He just left everything, the lifestyle. Sometimes we lead a loose lifestyle. Loose lifestyle with no discipline whatsoever. I pray whenever. I read the Bible if I feel like. I go to the church whenever I feel I want to go to the church. Sometimes people wake up in the morning Sunday. If it is raining, it's not the day for the church. If it is sunny, it's a day for a picnic. Then when we are going to go to the church, when we really are going to change our lifestyle, if we are to follow, if we are to experience something new, then we have to forsake the lifestyle, the old ways that we are so much used to it. And sometimes we feel like there is no way I can leave this. I am whom I am. I come to the church and go out with the same mindset, the same lifestyle. I will just go back and do what I used to do. I ended a fight with my wife yesterday night, and when I go back, we will continue it. Then you wanted to experience new life? Not only the lifestyle that we are requested to leave behind us, but also relationships. The good example is the Samaritan woman. This woman, when she met with Christ, immediately, when he asked her, go and call your husband, the answer was, I have no husband. This is the truth. I'm just living in immorality. This is the right answer. Why? Because she is about to change. I have no husband. If you call your friend who is tempting you to do things against the holiness of God, you call him still a friend, there is no way you can experience new life. You have to quit this relationship. If you call this relationship over the internet, the boy or the girl that you are chatting with him after 12 a.m. in the morning, you call this still a friendship and you want to keep it, forget about the new life. There is no way you can achieve it. There is no way you can experience it. Relationships are main obstacles and hindrances in our way to experience the new life in Christ Jesus. Not only the lifestyle, the relationships, but also the wrong gains. The best example of the people of who left behind them the wrong gains was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, when he was called, what did happen to him? Actually, the Lord Christ just invited himself to his house. How did Zacchaeus react to this? He stood and said, Lord, I give half of my money to the poor. And if I dealt with anyone with a way that's unfair, I will restore him fourfold. This is true repentance, leaving all. You cannot just continue in your life holding the gains that was attained in the wrong ways and means. Somebody married in a way that's maybe outside the church or something that's we against what the Christ instituted in his book. And then we come and say, yes, I want to keep my marriage and I want still to be in the church. You have to choose. You cannot go with both. It's a wrong gain. The people, when they deceive themselves and say that Christ accepts everyone, yes, he accepts everyone when everyone repents. But if still I want to keep darkness, I cannot have the light as well. It's your decision, it's your choice. Left all means leaving lifestyle, the old ways, leaving bad relationships and the wrong gains behind us in order for us to experience the new life. Then the question is it new or batchy life? You know what's batchy? The Lord Christ said today. He said, no one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. What is the meaning of this? Sometimes people want us to make it this way. I want to change, but partially. I want to leave not all, but some. I want to come to the church while I'm still keeping my hand very firm, holding on the old ways. This is the kind of life that is batshit. This is not new. It will never work. The Lord Christ said that the new peace will not match. Will not match. It's not going to fit. We hear also St. Paul speaking to the Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things have become new. Not some of them. Don't say that I started to pray, but I go on Saturday night and I spend some time in the bar with my friends drinking. Don't say that I read the Bible, then I go gambling. This doesn't work. This new batch will never, new piece will never match the old garment. Then what will happen? When we lead this batchy life, not a new one, what will happen is four things. They are inevitable. The first one is no experience with the power of resurrection, nor the joy and peace of following the Master. People come to the church for many years, leading a batchy life, keeping pieces from here and there, and then they come and say, why I'm not happy? Why I'm not enjoying life? The church is not filling me. Christ is not enough to make me feel, I have been coming, but nothing happened. Why? Because it is not a new life. It is a batchy one. If you still keep doing what you are doing, you will reap the same results. Doing the same things will end up into the same. Coming to the church is not going to change the consequences of bad deeds. The second thing is, hypocrisy will eventually proceed. I come to the church, I'm not changing because I'm keeping the old ways, the old relationships, the old gains. So what happened is, I will fake it. I will pretend that things are happening to me. People will come and look at me and say that, yeah, this man is really changing. But actually, deep inside, I am the same old one. The old man, being a deceiver, he will put on a mask and will lead a life of hypocrisy. We have two personalities and maybe more. In the church, I am known as being godly, being the person of prayer. I like to stand an hours, and when the church, all of them are sitting, I'm standing. But outside, I'm totally different. People know me as a different person who has nothing to do with God at all. Number three, when we lead a batchy life, we will lose faith and hope. Why? I'm not changing, and I come to the church, what is the end result? Christ is not able to change me. This is the conclusion. This is not the conclusion. Actually, we make it up in our minds. It's not enough. God is not enough to change me or make me happy. I did not enjoy anything what he promised. Why? Simply, you are not following him in a newness of life. You are just making batches in your life. Number four, what will happen is we will end up returning to our old ways. Church, my experience with God will be just an experience. I will be going through it. We will come from this door, keeping our old garment and putting batch, and then we will end up going from the other door after a few time, coming to the church, few months, few years, and feeling desperate. Nothing changed. I didn't gain anything. Unfortunately, what the people kept on saying and telling me, that if you know Christ, he will change your life, they didn't work with me. Christ is not able. My brother and my sister, this is not the problem of Christ. This is our problem. When we combine things, we bring a new piece and put it on an old garment. Does this mean that when we lead a new life, we do not sin, we do not fall at all? Never. Doesn't mean so at all. We will still be weak, and sometimes we fall. But when we fall, we woke up and we stand up again on our feet and we continue. Even while we are falling, we still have hope. I fall because of weakness, not because of a betrayal. When I come to the church, I come with a sincere heart and I worship him in the sincerity of my heart. If I go back and fall in something against my will, I tried my very best. But I cannot say that I know Christ while I'm keeping a relationship that's immoral in my house and I still go back to it. I cannot say that it out of weakness that I am keeping it channels in my TV, that I know that there are against the holiness of God. And I know that today I'm looking forward to the show at 11 p.m. I'm going to see it again. And I say this out of weakness. It is my choice. I cannot say that out of weakness I'm not praying. It's my choice to be weak. Weakness is different. Something again is my will, I fall into it. But negligence and irresponsibility, indifference, this is something totally different. My brethren, the calling for all of us today, if you want to experience new life, you have to follow this. You leave all, you rise up, and then you follow the Master. To leave all means the old ways, the lifestyle, the relationships that's against His Holiness, and the wrong gains that I gained from a life in sin. It is either a new life that will make me to experience Christ, or a batchy life that will end up for me with no experience of the power of resurrection and hypocrisy, and also I will lose faith and hope, and eventually it will take me back to the old ways. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.